The family is, in fact, the source from which come all of the elements that go to form the state and ensure its strength and stability. A citizen, man or woman, is not, like the lower animals, equipped for life as the result of merely generation and birth. One cannot become an active member of society till many years after being born. Years of patient nursing and training and the exercise of ceaseless care and endless love and sympathy are required to bring out the latent possibilities of the human faculties and fit the person for the duties of citizenship. These needs can be met only in the home and in the bosom of the human family. Hence, Leo XIII writes, "Each Christian family presents a likeness of the heavenly home, and the wondrous benefits thence resulting are not limited simply to the family circle, but spread abroad abundantly over the state at large." And in another place, the pontiff writes, "When domestic society is fashioned in the mold of Christian life, each member will gradually grow accustomed to the love of religion and piety, to the abhorrence of false and harmful teaching, to the pursuit of virtue, to obedience to elders, and to the restraint that insatiable seeking after self-interest alone, which so spoils and weakens the character of man." End quote from Pope Leo XIII. Well, this is exactly where we are today, that insatiable seeking after self-interest alone, which so spoils and weakens the character of man, is commonplace. It's promoted in the entertainment industry. It's promoted most especially, I think, in public schools, where generally speaking, sexual degeneracy, debauchery, pleasure for the sake of mere pleasure, and that of the most unnatural kind, are being not only tolerated but promoted vigorously. As I'm recording this, a recent story involved a Twitter feed being suspended, called something like "The Libs of TikTok," where this lady simply, using their own videos that they put on TikTok, exposed, without further commentary of her own, liberal teachers who were promoting the LGBT whatever agenda in elementary schools. So this denaturing of children, ruination of children's innocence in matters of sex is completely unacceptable, and that's sowing the seeds for future destruction of society. But this is, and it's obviously, it's a diabolical thing. Ultimately, he knows that this is a way to ruin souls, to bring them to hell, but also it will make something like hell on earth as well, which is where we're going, because we've got all this deviancy that we're surrounded by, and the selfishness that such things instill in people, the crass selfishness, is intrinsically antisocial. And when you're nurtured, though, in a strong family, and when you're properly reared and educated in the fear of God and the love of God in a Christian family, you're equipped with necessary social virtues so that you can get along in society, right? You're equipped with those virtues for eternity. That's the point. But in this veil of tears, while we're members of the society of the family and the society of the state, as well as the society of the church, while we're members here, we should also be living the life of virtue in the context of civil society, the state. And those who are reared in a proper home and are taught the proper virtues are taught not to be selfish, but to be selfless, to be able to engage in that sort of give and take and that sort of deference that's shown to other people's needs and wants and desires and interests, to treat fellow humans as fellow humans and not just as and potential brothers and sisters in eternity, and not just as mere expedience to one's own appetites. This is what you learn in a good family, among many other things. But when you don't have that, and when you're reared by the state school, the government indoctrination center, where some sexually ambiguous thing with fake hair and fake, you know, all sorts of facial piercings and everything, is up there teaching you all about his, her, or its own sex life and telling boys that they might be really girls and girls that they might be really boys and all this stuff, and then gender is not non-binary and sex is fluid and all that stuff. When you've got children being indoctrinated like this and taught fundamentally destabilizing and antisocial things at their earliest age, you're not preparing them to be citizens in an orderly society. You're comparing that. You're preparing them to be agents of chaos. You're preparing them to become themselves antisocial, and you're laying the foundations for a future. You know, to call it a revolution, I think it's more like a future falling apart of society as it is, because the revolutions have already happened. Otherwise, these perverts wouldn't be in the government indoctrination centers in a position to do this anyway. They already won certain revolutions. Now it's just a matter of continuing the corrosion that kind of thing does. All right, so the next heading is, and the school of the civic virtues. So not only is healthy family life essential to the state because the family's a nursing ground for citizens, but it's also the school of civic virtues. Okay, so Father Cahal continues. Again, the family is the training ground of all of the social and moral virtues. It is, as the Protestant writer Lessing has expressed it, quote, the school founded by God himself for the education of the human race, end quote, from Lessing. Justice, charity, patriotism, which are the bonds of social life, depend for their vigor and almost for their existence upon the teaching of the home and upon fidelity to domestic duties. The example given within the family circle of domestic affection and solicitude for the rights and interests of others will bear its natural fruit in the broader sphere of social relations. While the qualities of obedience, self-restraint, generosity, courage, discipline, fidelity to duty, gentleness of manners, all of which go to make up the character of the worthy citizen, are best acquired in the home and can scarcely be otherwise obtained. Again, the family is the depository of the local and national traditions of the people and the ordinary channel through which these are passed on from generation to generation. Love of country is thus the natural development of love of the home. Now, that's so if you think in terms of patriotism being something which spreads out in concentric circles from the pietas of the home, the piety, which is sort of the social virtue of the home, and that its piety is part of justice, right? Justice is rendering to the other what is his due. You'll notice all the talk in Father Cahill about family obligations, exercising duties towards one another. He's speaking the language of justice there. Pietas, piety, is the family version of justice. And when we learn that in that context, then the pietas radiates beyond the bounds of the family and becomes what we call patriotism, which is the love of the patria, which is the fatherland. And I like to think in terms of patriotism being something more local, like it's to your, I mean, keep in mind, Father Cahill's writing in Ireland, right? Ireland's tiny compared to the United States of America, which is so geographically huge. It's already an empire before we even spread beyond our continental boundaries. It's already the size of an empire. So patriotism for us becomes too much of an abstraction because we love the United States. Well, I think the founding fathers, as Masonic and so forth as they were, that their concept of patriotism would have been a little bit more residually Christian, and they would have had more of a sense of the local, huh? And less this idea of patriotism is the love of all of these abstractions, freedom and democracy and, you know, a document, you know, the Constitution. Traditionally in Christian societies, patriotism wasn't this love of abstractions. It was began with a love of hearth and home, and it spread beyond that to one's parish, to one's county, to one's province or region, whatever the proper names would have been in the different settings where these things were found. But in the United States, you know, a county is a fairly large public division, and you know, you can have a patriotism that pretty much has its full expression at that level, huh? Not that we hate the rest of the country or anything, or hate the rest of the union of states that we're formerly part of, but if patriotism isn't expressible at a local level, then it's not even real. It's merely an abstraction. Okay, and the mainstay of a sound economic system. So family life is the mainstay of a sound economic system. Finally, even from the economic standpoint, the help of the family organism is practically indispensable for the prosperity of the state. The average man will put forth his best endeavors in productive work only under the pressure of domestic responsibilities. Besides, everyone interested in economic matters is aware that the best and most efficient work is usually done through family cooperation, and above all, by the multitude of small proprietors, where almost every member of the household, old and young, contributes his or her share to the promotion of the family business or profession. You can tell he's writing in an older era, in a bygone era. Hence, to bring about the final ruin of the state, it is not enough to overthrow a government or to destroy the material goods of the people or to bring the nation under a foreign yoke. For governments return and wealth can be again restored by labor, and even a foreign usurper may in time be driven out. But if family ties be once loosed, or a mass of the people forget their reverence for domestic obligations, if homesteads are recklessly broken up, all the best interests of the state will suffer. Industry will flag. The population will begin to fall off. Patriotism will languish. The young, no longer fashioned in a pure home to the discipline of justice, obedience, and self-restraint, will grow into a generation ready to break through all social obligations. So these are the effects of family breakup. And does this not sound exactly like where we are today in the United States of America in the year 2022? Notable examples of the Christian family.